lived it, and I still have to do that. Of course, I'd plow more than the other fella. I don't fertilize. Fertilizer gives you cancer, gives you heart trouble, gives you nerve trouble.
That's true.
Makes you nervous, and you have to go to the doctor, and the doctor gets you money, and he gets rich, and you get poor.
That's
on account of not living natural. See, I'm a naturalist. Everything's, I don't change, and I don't think
mm-hmm.
And it's the way it should be. But me and a few others can't make the world see it.
Yeah,
it's going the way that it's...
More and more people agree with that, though, I think.
Well, they are. They're coming. They're waking up to it. And my daddy was that way. See, any vegetable you get in the store has been fertilized, insecticide, and pesticide. And all of that is destructive.
Yeah.
Then you buy the things that spray. They spray onions so they won't grow in the store. They spray with a dormant thing. Of course, if they sprayed you with it, you'd be dormant, wouldn't you? You probably wouldn't be able to get up to work. Well, and they spray bananas, they spray grapes.
Yeah.
It's
you know, I had a garden this summer, and I had all kinds of stuff in it. Boy, it was good. But then I had to leave for like 2 weeks, and it was right at the end, and it was kind of getting weedy anyway. When I came back, I mean, I couldn't even find the tomato plants, you know, the weeds.
These new gardeners, I've watched them, you know, start a garden the last year or two. They just plant, everything looks good before the weeds come up, you know, and they never go back. They don't know about a weed, what a weed will do. It's an enemy, see? Every weed's an enemy to what you're trying to grow, to eat. So they just leave it there, and about a month right there, and they can't see nothing but the weeds.
That's right. Yeah, you know, weeds are
you got to keep one, don't let one weed grow.
That's hard.
Because one weed is bad. Of course, a lot of them is complete.
Well, how did they used to get the weeds out of cotton?
Well, they used a plow and plow it, and you cover up the weeds. If you can get in there and put enough of dirt on them weeds, they smother and that kills them.
Uh-huh.
But what you can't do, you take a hole, you know, you know what a hole is, and you just go out there by hand and you cut out everything except the plants you're growing. Like cotton, you cut everything but the cotton.
Uh-huh.
Don't let anything else grow.
Uh-huh.
So now they use it. Weed killer to spray the weeds, to kill the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dead to point, of course, it goes in the soil.
Yeah.
The plant takes up that stuff later on, and you're killing a lot of good bacteria in the soil. You know, there's organisms in there you can't see with your naked eye. You have to have a microscope, and they say them little things are moving all the time.
Hmm.
It's alive, see? Mm-hmm. They're little organisms, what they call it. Well, and there's earthworms. They're self-cultivating. See, they cultivate the soil and fertilize it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put all this insecticide and pesticide and weed killer and all that, you kill that poor old
earthworm. That kill off the earthworm?
It kills them completely.
I guess it would. I didn't thought about it.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, when they do that, they look to something to make a crop. And these fertilized people as brainwashed people and believe it, what they come out of. These farm magazines, half of my progressive farmers advertise all kinds of fertilizers. Got different names and nobody pronounced them in. So those people will put it out and it will make more for a while.
Yeah.
Then if you quit, you make zero. You can't go back to natural farming no more.
Huh.
Once you start, you can't quit.
Huh.
And you got to keep adding new things because that soil gets kind of immune to that and it won't do any good. So they add some more different things. More chemicals.
That's interesting. Well,
that's what we're eating is artificial flour.
Yeah. Well, tell me about equipment. When they used to plow, like, cotton, I mean, they didn't have, when you were a kid, they didn't have, like, big tractors and stuff.
No.
They plow when?
Well, when I got old enough, they had a one-row cultivator and one-row planter. And it took two mules to pull it.
Uh-huh.
One on each.